Paul. Next speaker. Next speaker, Hannah Gibbons from the GMB. Hey!
I'm actually here to speak to the public sector worker today. I've actually been involved in the public sector since I was 12. Sounds a bit odd, but I used to volunteer for the youth service. For the last 6 years, I've worked for Sheffield City Council as a project officer in the Strategic Housing Service. The work's involved regeneration and working with social landlords. Part of the work that I think is really, really important is actually building bridges between richer areas like Hallam, that's actually the second richest ward in the entire country, and places like Arbuthnot Ward, where I still live, that are poorer, Manor and Burngreave. We've done things like trying to create a more buoyant housing market and trying to help people sustain better tenancies through helping them with financial capability and skills for life. The cuts that were announced on Wednesday means that these bridges that we've been working hard to build are actually going to disintegrate. Things like the housing grant, the social housing grant, and cuts in regeneration means that the poor are just going to get poorer and they'll be condemned into a lifestyle that the people just can't get out because the government make it impossible for them to do so. When I listened to the nice Mr. Osborne on Wednesday, the words he used to describe us workers were things like waste and headcount. Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not a faceless statistic. I'm stood here talking to you. I've got a life. I've worked hard. I've overcome barriers. I grew up in the Arbuthnot in a single parent family. I went to a school with very, very low attainment, but you know what? I worked hard and I got qualifications. And I've just gone from strength to strength. Most of my life has been spent with two jobs. I've had a really strong working ethos. And some of it, I've even had three jobs, just so I can buy those little bits and pieces that make life a little bit more bearable. Girls know what I mean, don't you? Them nice shoes and nice clothes and things. But also to help with savings. I'm getting married next month. And me and my fiancé, we both work for the council. And can you imagine what a nice start to married life this is going to be? Congratulations and, oh, you might lose your jobs. Well, thanks a lot, yeah. We're at a time of our lives where we should actually be thinking about the future and planning for things like families and looking at new housing. But with these cuts, what's the point in bringing a child into this world when it's a world where if you're not born with a silver spoon in your mouth, you actually mean nothing? And these cuts means that they'll be worse off with the education that they're going to receive and the housing that they'll be entitled to in the future. I actually joked on Wednesday about George Osborne. If he was a little less posh, it all might have been a bit more palatable. Yeah. And to be honest, it's not, you know, it's not a lie, it's the truth. This government is so far distanced from the working people, the average person on the street, that they can't even see the devastation that these cuts will have on families, streets, communities, cities we live in and the towns we work in and also live in. And I must say, it's rubbish weather. But all this, I'm so happy to see so many people here because it makes me feel that I'm actually not alone. And that we can go out and say to the government all together that we are people. We're not just numbers on a sheet and faceless. And I hope that we can all come together and give the government a really, really big fight. Join me, everyone. Thank you. Can I just say happy birthday to Alan Gordon? Thank you.
Thanks, Hannah. Always good to hear from someone normal for a change.